you'd stand with me, we'd open our service in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in this day that you have given us to come out and to praise and to lift up the name of Jesus. And that's just exactly why we have come out, to praise his name, to lift him up, for all to be drawn to that precious and holy name. And Father, we know that Jesus is the reason for the season, but he's the reason for every day and every hour and every minute. And we praise him forevermore. We pray that, Lord, you would bless our service today, that, Father, everyone would feel the nearness and closeness of you today, that Father, you would touch their heart, you would touch their life. We would not leave here the same, but Father, we would be changed by the mighty hand of God today. We pray for those unable to be with us, that Father, that you would be with them. We pray for those that have sickness in their body, that in the name of Jesus, that you would touch them, heal them, and deliver them, Father, because you are a God of healing and deliverance today. We praise you and we give you all glory and honor and praise. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And if the choir would come up and help with the next couple songs.
Amen.
has sung in the past, and it's called Unto You, Lord.
In every one of our lives, each and every one of our lives, remember that we humble ourselves, we submit ourselves to God, and we know that as we lift Jesus up in our life, as we're going down, that he's going to turn right around and he's going to lift you right back up in your life. This Christmas season, let's look for what God is doing in our lives and not for what he's not doing. Isn't that the Christmas message? You know, you think about it, and I always try to at Christmas time, I always try to get certain messages around Christmas time because you're expecting that as a congregation. But you know what? Every sermon that you preach is a Christmas message. It's about Jesus came and he gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. We could preach Christmas every Sunday of the year. Every day of the year we could preach Christmas of what Jesus has done in our life. There is nothing more important in my life. I can tell my grandkids, you're not as important as Jesus. I can tell my wife, you're not as important as Jesus. Jesus is the most important thing in my life because if you put Jesus first, he will put them in the order they need to be. You will love them as you should love them. You will care for your wife as you should care for your wife. But Jesus has to be first. You have to be nothing so he can be everything. Amen. Amen. Is Jesus everything in your life today? And I think most people in this room would say, Jesus is by far the most important thing in my life. He's not only the reason for the season, he's the reason for me breathing in air. It's because of Jesus. While every eye is closed and every head bowed. Father, we come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we just can't celebrate enough the Christmas season. You have meant so much to me. Father, you have changed my life. I will never be the same. I will never be the same for what you have done in my life. Everyone needs to know Jesus. It's not just Pastor Leo. It's not just Pastor Carol. We all need to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I pray for the one in this room today that does not know for sure if they know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that today, the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind is going to be given to them because they are going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Oh, thank you, Father, for your closeness and your nearness today. And while every eye is closed, every head is bowed, whether it be the signifying of the upraised hand, Pastor Leo, I want to pray with you. I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My life has got to change. It can't be going on the way it is today. Would there be one? Just slip up your hand. Let me pray with you today. Amen for that hand. Amen for that hand. Is there anybody else today? Amen. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your nearness and your closeness in this place today. Father, we prayed at the beginning of the service that, Father, everyone would feel your presence, that everyone would feel your nearness. And I don't think there's going to be one person that's going to go out of this church today and have not felt the presence of God in their life. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you forevermore. Father, there doesn't need to be one present under the tree for me this year because, Jesus, you have blessed me so much I don't need anything else. And I praise you forevermore. I pray that everyone in this room today, Father, will leave this place knowing how much that they have been blessed by God because they truly know the reason for the season. And they have been given the greatest gift of all time. And that was the gift of life, eternal life through Jesus today. Father, be with my friends. Be with my church family. Be with my people. Father, these are my people. We are people of faith, as it says in Galatians chapter 6. We are of the household of faith. Crossroads Gospel Church, we are a family today because of what Jesus has done in our life, and we rejoice in him forevermore. Father, bless them as we leave this place. Bring us all back out that can come out tonight, Lord, and just fill this church up. And we give you all glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a great day in the Lord.